Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Hi, everyone. Listen up, because today, what the pro-lifers votes for Joe Biden are regrettable and what they didn't know. There are always two sides to every story. Sadly, in the world we live in today, we only hear one side of the story. We jump to conclusions based on our emotions, usually. We don't bother to question the sources. We don't bother to research or do our homework, for most of us. Before we vote for public servants who can control our lives, they will promise us the moon and the stars, and then after they get into office, they inform us that they can't deliver the moon or the stars, only blackouts. So why do pro-lifers regret their vote for President Joe Biden? Well, take a listen, because this is a very controversial topic and has been a controversial topic since the 1970s. On the Epoch Times, they wrote, by Samuel Allegri, dated March 8, 2021. Pro-life evangelicals for Biden feel used and betrayed, and they sent an open letter. On Sunday, pro-life evangelicals for Biden wrote an open letter to President Joe Biden, calling on him to honor his commitment, telling him they feel used and betrayed, pointing at the exclusion of the Hyde Amendment in the Democrats' $1.9 trillion CCP virus relief package. The Hyde Amendment is legislation that took effect in 1980 to prohibit federal funds from being used to perform abortions, with exceptions for life-saving situations or pregnancy resulting from rape or incest. We are very disappointed about the COVID-19 relief package's exclusion of the Hyde Amendment, a long-standing bipartisan policy that prevents taxpayer funding for abortion, the letter reads. And the letter goes on. This is very important, because the pro-lifers believed that Joe Biden was pro-life, and that he would include the Hyde Amendment. So let me read that to you again. What is their disappointment? We are very disappointed about the COVID-19 relief package's exclusions of the Hyde Amendment, a long-standing bipartisan policy that prevents taxpayer funding for abortion, reads the letter. Well, there's always two sides to every story. And here's the other side of this issue on abortion. On or about December 2007, Barack Hussein Obama, Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, Dianne Feinstein, and John Kerry, and the CFR, and possibly other Democrats, secretly met and approved the Global Poverty Act. The word poverty could cause people to believe it's about helping people to reduce poverty in the United States of America and around the world. The truth is that the Global Poverty Act, signed by Joe Biden and Barack Hussein Obama on or about December 2007, prior to the elections of 2008, is a mandated, taxpayer-funded, worldwide abortion agenda to reduce the population of the planet by using U.S. taxes to fund Planned Parenthood clinics around the world, in particular, third world nations, Africa and India, as well as free nations, Europe and the USA, who have religious beliefs and believe in God. After Obama was elected, he secretly signed the Global Poverty Act on or about January 2009 into law by an executive order under a different name without public disclosure. Well, this Global Poverty Act is part of the redistribution of wealth and the United Nations Agenda 21 that has been extended to the United Nations 2030, where they intend to reduce the population at 50% by 2030 and 90% by 2050. This is why these two dates are extremely important to the New World Order, who are imposing the new normal and the Green New Deal and climate change on the American people, along with the Global Poverty Act, which is a worldwide belation program of unborn babies or born babies who are left to die, which is known as infanticide, or at birth or late term abortions. In the USA, we have depopulated approximately 70 million future natural born Americans who would be with us to help fight against injustices and to stand up, preserve, defend, and protect the United States Constitution's supreme laws of the land and traditions, the American system, our sovereignty, God, the Bible, freedom, liberty, rights, and the Christian foundation. This is why they are able to have imposed the lawsuit that changed traditional marriage to same-sex marriage. Traditional marriage has always been the tradition in America until recently. This is why they are not only targeting babies and unborn babies with late-term abortions and infanticide and abortions, using the pregnant women in a seamless assembly line for abortion as human commodities. Their babies are used as human commodities for human capital to earn billions of dollars selling body parts or possibly using aborted fetal tissue into vaccinations or using it in the food industry, such as artificial sweeteners. In China, they depopulated the little girls, only female babies. And they depopulated about 40 million, and they punished the pregnant women if they tried to conceal their pregnancy or their or gave birth to a baby girl, and the government found out. And 25 years later, they found that the males of marrying age didn't have enough females of marrying age to marry. So they stopped depopulating female babies. So after Obama was elected, he secretly signed the Global Poverty Act into law by an executive order under a different name without public disclosure. They then lied about inserting mandated taxpayer-funded abortions into Obamacare in the USA and around the world under the guise of reducing poverty in the world and saving the planet. And this is why Joe Biden says he's a Catholic, in my opinion, so that he can mislead the pro-lifers who voted for him, because Catholics don't believe in abortions. They oppose abortions. And the Obama regime and the Democrats are attempting to force all religions who oppose abortion, such as the Catholic religion and Christians, perform abortions for their Global Poverty Act to reduce the population under the guise of reducing poverty in America and around the world. And this is why Joe Biden says he's a Catholic, in my opinion. It's misleading. And Catholics don't believe in abortions. And so pro-lifers believed he would uphold pro-life laws, but they were regretting now their votes because he did not disclose that information to the pro-lifers or to the American people. And so this is part of the New World Order, the United Nations Agenda 21, 30, and 50, and the new normal, and the one world government, and the reset of our money, so that the new world order has fewer people in the world to control, as they've been creating robotoids and humanoids and working on creating transhumans, which means the person is not female or male and cannot procreate. This is called enslavement. It's called human rights violations. And it's called a worldwide genocide. And the Democrat leaders go all the way back to December of 2007. When Joe Biden and Barack Hussein Obama signed the Global Poverty Act. And now you know the other side of the abortion issue. So God bless you. God bless America. And remember, injustices can happen to you, and they can happen to me. But together we can make a positive difference. Remember that you are never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles Live from 12 noon to 1 p.m. with very special guests, and on part two when we enter into the world of politics.
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.